Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 13. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe and to Aharon, saying,
When a man has on the skin of his body a swelling, a scab, or a bright spot, and it shall become on the skin of his body like a leprous infection, then he shall be brought to Aharon, the Kohen, or to one of his sons, the Kohanim. And the Kohen shall look at the infection on the skin of the body, and if the hair on the infection has turned white, and the infection appears to be deeper than the skin of his body, it is a leprous infection. And the Kohen shall look at him and pronounce him unclean. But if the bright spot is white on the skin of his body, and does not appear to be deeper than the skin, and its hair has not turned white, then the Kohen shall shut up the infected one 7 days. And the Kohen shall look at him on the 7th day and see if the infection appears to be as it was. And the infection has not spread on the skin, then the Kohen shall shut him up another 7 days. And the Kohen shall look at him again on the 7th day and see if the infection has darkened and the infection has not spread on the skin. Then the Kohen shall pronounce him clean. It is a scab, and he shall wash his garments and be clean. But if the scab spreads further over the skin, after he has been seen by the Kohen for his cleansing, he shall be seen by the Kohen again. And the Kohen shall look and see. If the scab has spread on the skin, then the Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy. When the infection of leprosy is on a man, then he shall be brought to the Kohen. And the Kohen shall look and see if the swelling on the skin is white, and it has turned the hair white, and there is a spot of raw flesh in the swelling. It is an old leprosy on the skin of his body, and the Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. He does not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if leprosy breaks out all over the skin, and the leprosy shall cover all the skin of the infected one, from his head to his foot, wherever the Kohen looks, then the Kohen shall look and see. If the leprosy has covered all his body, he shall pronounce the infected one clean. It has all turned white. He is clean. But the day raw flesh appears on him, he is unclean. And the Kohen shall look at the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean. The raw flesh is unclean. It is leprosy. Or when the raw flesh changes and turns white again, he shall come to the Kohen. And the Kohen shall look at him and see if the infection has turned white, then the Kohen shall pronounce the infected one clean. He is clean. And when the body has a boil in the skin, and it is healed, and in the place of the boil there comes a white swelling or a bright spot, reddish white, then it shall be seen by the Kohen. And the Kohen shall look and see. If it appears deeper than the skin, and its hair has turned white, the Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprous infection which has broken out of the boil. But if the Kohen looks at it and sees no white hairs in it, and it is not deeper than the skin, but has faded, then the Kohen shall shut him up 7 days. And if it has spread further over the skin, then the Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprous infection. But if the bright spot stays in its place, it has not spread, it is the scar of the boil, and the Kohen shall pronounce him clean. Or when the body receives a burn on its skin by fire, and the raw flesh of the burn shall become a bright spot, reddish white or white, then the Kohen shall look at it and see. If the hair of the bright spot has turned white, and it appears deeper than the skin, it is leprosy broken out in the burn. And the Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprous infection. But if the Kohen looks at it and sees there are no white hairs in the bright spot, and it is not deeper than the skin, but has faded, then the Kohen shall shut him up 7 days. And the Kohen shall look at him on the 7th day. If it spreads further over the skin, then the Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprous infection. But if the bright spot stays in its place and has not spread on the skin, but has faded, it is a swelling from the burn. And the Kohen shall pronounce him clean, for it is the scar from the burn. And when a man or a woman has an infection on the head or in the beard, then the Kohen shall look at the infection and see. If it appears deeper than the skin, and there is thin yellow hair in it, then the Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. It is an eruption, a leprosy of the head or beard. But when the Kohen looks at the infection of the eruption and sees that it does not appear deeper than the skin and there is no black hair in it, then the Kohen shall shut up the infection of the eruption 7 days. And on the seventh day, the Kohen shall look at the infection and see if the eruption has not spread and there is no yellow hair in it and the eruption does not appear deeper than the skin. Then he shall shave himself, but the eruption he does not shave. And the Kohen shall shut up the eruption another 7 days. And on the seventh day, the Kohen shall look at the eruption and see if the eruption has not spread over the skin and does not appear deeper than the skin. Then the Kohen shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his garments, and he shall be clean. But if the eruption spreads further over the skin after his cleansing, then the Kohen shall look at him and see. If the eruption has spread over the skin, the Kohen need not seek for yellow hair. He is unclean. But if the eruption appears to have stayed, and there is black hair grown up in it, the eruption has healed. He is clean, and the Kohen shall pronounce him clean. And when a man or a woman has bright spots on the skin of the body, white bright spots, then the Kohen shall look and see. If the bright spots on the skin of the body are dull white, it is a white spot that grows on the skin, he is clean. And when a man loses the hair of his head, he is bald, he is clean. And if the hair has fallen from his forehead, he is bald on the forehead, he is clean. And when there is on the bald head or bald forehead a reddish white infection, it is leprosy breaking out on his bald head or his bald forehead. And the Kohen shall look at it and see. If the swelling of the infection is reddish white on his bald head or on his bald forehead, as the appearance of leprosy on the skin of the body, he is a leprous man. He is unclean. The Kohen shall pronounce him unclean without fail. His infection is on his head. As for the leper who has the infection, his garments are torn and his head is uncovered, and he has to cover his upper lip and cry,
"Unclean! Unclean!"
He is unclean all the days he has the infection. He is unclean. He is unclean and he dwells alone. His dwelling place is outside the camp. And when a garment has an infection of leprosy in it, in a woolen garment, or in a linen garment, or in the warp, or in the weft of linen or wool, or in leather, or in any leather work, and the infection shall be greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the leather, or in the warp, or in the weft, or in any leather object, it is an infection of leprosy, and shall be shown to the Kohen. And the Kohen shall look at the infection, and shut up the infection 7 days. And he shall look at the infection on the seventh day. And when the infection has spread in the garment, or in the warp, or in the weft, or in the leather, or any leather work, the infection is an active leprosy. It is unclean. And he shall burn that garment, or the warp, or the weft, in wool, or in linen, or any leather object in which the infection is, for it is an active leprosy. It is burned with fire. But if the Kohen looks and sees that the infection has not spread in the garment, or in the warp, or in the weft, or in any leather object, then the Kohen shall give command, and they shall wash that in which the infection is, and he shall shut it up another 7 days. And the Kohen shall look at the infection after it has been washed and see if the infection has not changed its appearance. Though the infection has not spread, it is unclean, and burn it in the fire. It is eaten away in its inside or outside. And if the Kohen shall look and see that the infection has faded after washing it, then he shall tear it out of the garment, or out of the warp, or out of the weft, or out of the leather. And if it is still seen in the garment, or in the warp, or in the weft, or in any leather object, it is a spreading infection. Burn it with fire, that in which the infection is. And if you wash the garment, or the warp, or the weft, or any leather object, if the infection has disappeared from it, then it shall be washed a second time and shall be clean. This is the Torah of the infection of leprosy in a garment of wool or linen, or in the warp, or in the weft, or in any leather object, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean.